Welcome, Wellness Warriors. Today is January 30th, 2018, and I want to talk about eliminating excess and perfecting your environment. We are being self-nurturing when everything in our environment is clutter-free, in good working order, is serving us and making us feel good. When you look around your house, how many things do you have that you absolutely love and would buy again? Do you really want and need those things? Is it serving you in a positive way? Those are the things that you can choose to keep. By saying goodbye to possessions that aren't really necessary anymore, you can open up space to be more creative and less stressed out. You can start with one room or one drawer, so you're not overwhelmed. I've been slowly getting rid of things in my house for the last 4 or 5 years, and I'm still working on it. When our homes, cars, clothes, office space, lighting, music, tools, computers, equipment, and appliances are things that we love and are in good working order, we will start attracting more of what we value in our lives. Other areas that we can try to improve are our thoughts and habits. By replacing thoughts that don't serve us or habits that aren't serving us with ones that do, we will feel better, look better, and have more energy. Letting go of guilt, disappointment, limiting beliefs, and other forms of self-deprecation only stand in our way of being our best selves. And finally, surrounding ourselves with positive people who encourage and support us is another key in perfecting our environment. All the things, people, thoughts, and habits that we have that aren't serving us are only distracting us from being more self-aware, practicing mindfulness, and being fully present with our friends and family. New healthy habits, thoughts, people, and creativity can then flow into our environment when we start the process of eliminating excess and perfecting our environment. So what small thing can you do today to free up space in your life to create what you want and that will serve your highest good? Create a great day, and thanks for listening, y'all.